good.
Parent Machlokas, the mayor of Yehuda, what is the Shoma Socher? Whether it's someone who benefits from the Shmira, who is paid for the Shmira. We ran into, we saw Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Shin Gimel, that apparently that contradicts this, seems to take for granted that anyone who benefits from the Shmira, the Gra brings raya's from Pruta to Rav Yosef, and the Sugyas Daf Mem Gimel, anyone who benefits from it, on the other hand, bumped into Avo Sugyat Tzadeh Gimel on the Beis, that seems to say it's only if you paid for the Shmira. And that was something we're going to have to resolve. What is the Shoma Socher? The Gemara says, Tzadeh Gimel, very, very clearly, why did I give you the extra money? I gave you the extra money in order to watch an extra amount. Gemara seems to be saying, you're being paid for the Shmira. You have to do X, Y, Z. That's a simple ma'alich of what the Gemara says, which would assume Shoma Socher is being paid for the Shmira. We bumped into all those problems that Shulchan Aruch quoted. What do you do with Pruta Rabbi Yosef? What do you do? Your mafkin malos, the potential to use it. You don't even need real concrete benefit, potential benefits enough, which there seems to be an outright stira in explaining this whole din of a Shoma Socher. We raised the problems, we didn't even suggest any solutions yet, because first we have to say, what are the chiyuvim of a Shoma Socher? Yeah. Rabba. We have Rabbi here. It says, Kidanatri Inch. Now, who are these Inch? We'll see when Shonaman so clear on who these Inch. Inch means person watches his own. Inch means, now is that people in general watch their own, or this person, how he watches his own? So, but Kidanatri Inch. Abaye says no. Abaye and the Gemara says, what's the reason not you're being paid to watch more than inchin? No. What does this mean? So let's begin. We have Rash. Now the case was, this sheep was grazing and drinking water from the river. And it stepped on some sort of slippery stone, fell into the river, and drowned. Either drowned or swept away. Depends. Rashi calls it Naveda. Shoma Socher. Rashi says, the ain't Naveda. Why? Because not at Ganatri Inch. Then along comes Abaye, says, do you mean that if he goes to town, takes a nap? He says, yeah. Then Abaye disagrees. Along with Chizda, Rabarara. By Rav Huna and Rav Papa, they also disagree. Lo Sri Lo Hadarabba, says Rashi, Domel Eil Michinot Gnan Rinshi, have Idoch Onus. It's an Onus, it's Potter, it's not an Aved. So what ayin is an aveda? So Rashi is apparently telling us a very simple fact. Aveda doesn't mean aveda. It means a certain level of shmira. And even though it turns out to be an aveda, if he did his level of shmira, that's sufficient. That's enough. Lochi yavlech nehid la pshihu. It's not a pshia. Onus nami lo havim havim kaveda. He says, okay. What is Rashi telling us? Rashi says, I paid you to watch extra. And on the level of a shomechinom, who's high for pshia, not a pshia, you watch kidnatri inch. Certainly not a pshia. But I paid you to watch extra. And therefore, you were mevatel yachiv shmira. The mevatel yachiv shmira, so, and it was lost, so it's an aveda for Shuchai. Now, this Rashi has to be understood together with Rashi in Baba Kama, Dachma Mehomet Aleph. What does Rashi say there in Mehomet Aleph? There are two Gemara, there are three Gemaras in Baba Kama. Let's begin with two. The Gemara Nun Heyomet Beis in Baba Kama says that Shein, Regel, Mu'ud, Bor, HaTorah Miyato B'Shmuras. So, and it has to have a Shmir Pchusa, not a Shmir Mu'ula. What is the, and the Gemara says, what's the difference between a Shmir Pchusa and a Shmir Mu'ula? The difference between a Shmir Pchusa and a Shmir Mu'ula is Delish Yochalam B'Baruch Matzuya. I protect against normal circumstances. And I made a wall. I can stand up Baruch Matzuya. And then a Baruch Sheni Matzuya can. An unusual. Okay. And Shmir Mo'ula, the door can stand up to even Baruch Sheni Matzuya, even unusual circumstances. That's one. So the Gemara there is defining what the words Shmir Pchus and Shmir Mu'ula are. The Gemara Mem Hei Omer Aleph says what? That Shomachinim Kolsa Shmiraso Shmir Pchus. Shomachinim Shomachinim Kolsa Shmiraso Shmir Mu'ula. So Rashi takes that Gemara very seriously and says, now, that's a maskana, and it has to fit with Abaye, Rav Chisda, Rabbi Rav Hona, and Rav Papa, because that's a maskana of the Gemara here. So, what did Rabbi think? So, according to Rashi, I paid you to watch a Shmira Mo'ula, even against a Ruach Shena Matsuya. So, Rashi is telling us a very deep idea there. There's a Chiyuv Shmira, the Chiyuv Achrayus, and they parallel each other. If I fail to watch like I'm supposed to watch, then I have to pay. Now, how much do I have to watch? Shmira Pchusa, Shomachinam is a Shmira Pchusa. Shomasoche is a Shmira Mu'ula. So, and the two balance against each other. The Gemara here on Daf Mem Beis talking about a Shomachinim of Ketzer. It says Kederach Hashomer. Kul Shelo Kederach Hashomer. Who is Derach Hashomer? We're talking about Shomachinim. The question is, what did Rabba think here? What is Rabba, according to Rashi, what does Rabba say? Rabbi says he has to the Natri Inch. What? That is the same thing as Mem Beis Omer Aleph. Rabbi doesn't believe there's a difference between Shomachinim and Shomachinim. Not possible. There's obviously a difference between Shomachinim and Shomachinim. So the parshas in Rashi goes back to what I said the very first day. Okay, I mean, kedinatriyinsh. This is an, at this point on my part as an educated guess. We'll see. Now, what does the standard shepherd do? What does the standard shepherd do? I hired you to be a shepherd. What does the standard shepherd do? The standard shepherd is there. He's sitting there watching it. He's not standing down there making sure, is he stepping on it? Is he stepping on a slippery stone or not? So he's watching in general. Yeah, everything looks good. Nah, I'm walking around, I'm seeing it. That's standard shepherd. And why? So if I hire you to do something and I don't say anything, what are the conditions that I hire you at? That's a Mishnah at the beginning of the seventh parak. Whatever's the normally accepted thing, yeah. I hired painters to do painting here. They painted all day. Did I have to give them lunch? I didn't have to give them lunch. What's my obligation to them? Thing is, what is the standard custom when you hire painters? You give them lunch, you don't give them lunch. If I didn't say anything, I hire people according to normal accepted custom. Robinson's did not change. He did what the normal shepherd does. If I hire Chazan de Mosse, what does the Gemara say? Then I don't have to spell out, I expect much more. I hire people to do a super job. Chazan de Mosse, Shomer Hiyah Balayla, the night watchman. They're going around looking for Ganovim, and they do much, much more. They have to be up all night. They can't say, well, I'm doing I get my good 8 hours sleep at night. No, I hired you to be up all night. I didn't hire you to be just a regular guy. So it depends. What is the normal behavior of people in this? That's Rabba. Conrad Yosef says no. I hired you to do something extra. And the Torah says, Yuchayev for Neva Veda. So that is the level you have to do. The level the Torah defined is what my payment for you is meant to achieve. That, if you put together Rashi in Baba Kama Memhei, with Rashi here on Sadeh Gimomet days, that's how Rashi comes up. A very, very straightforward.
Rabbi?
Yes.
If the direct Shiva is
but one condition, speak a little louder. Misha Dembowski is on Zoom. He has to be able to hear you.
If the Shiva is parallel to Shiva Christ, why is it not Shia?
What does Pshia mean? Here, you're opening a whole Pandora's box. I remember the first time, I was 17 years old at the time, I learned Shur Sadayanim. I learned a lot. Shamachina, Ischayev. This, Shamasoch, Ischayev, that. So my Rebbe at the time, we had a big fight. There's no such thing as Chiyuv Shmir. Everything's Chiyuv Achrayus. I said, no, I'll show you that there is Chiyuv Shmir. It's a big fight we had it. Okay. So then I told him something else. I said, he's only Pshia. Pshia mat parallels Chiyuv Shmir. You fulfilled it, you didn't fulfill it, right? So then he jumps up and says, if so, what does the Rambam say? Poshe Amazik, only Neshama Chin, not Neshama Sachar, right? So I came back to him and I said, no, there's a Torah that's here in Bob Mitzvah, that's not a Gimel on the base. That says the difference between Chalosu Bepshiyah and Chalosu Bepneva Aveda. I don't know if you've seen this Torah here. So apparently there's a difference between not fulfilling my Chirish Shmira and a total abandonment of my Chirish Shmira. Shia can mean two separate things. Not doing what I'm supposed to, or completely abandoning what I'm supposed to. That apparently is the two types. When we talk about Shia, there are two levels of Shia. Not completely fulfilling it, totally not doing it. We'll see the Ramban and Rashba very, very clear about it. Very, very clear about it. We'll see. It's a big issue in Rishon. Fine. That Shia means I had to do certain things, and I didn't do it, or I completely didn't do it. For certain halachas, it's one. For certain halachas, it's the other. We're going to have no stand when and how. Okay. Excellent question. Comes along Tosis, and remember, I pointed out that Rashi is of the opinion, Shvastav Membeis Amar Aleph, the Poshem, Rizal Rama, Poshem Asif. There means, and we'll see, I completely don't watch it. No, what do? I have a window overlooking the street, the sidewalk, and I put a wall down on the windowsill and have traffic going up. Well, what did I do? Totally did nothing. Okay. Well, it's not the difference in Ruach Matsuya, Ruach Shaina Matsuya. Yes. Rabbi is a very, very, according to Rashi, Rabbi is a very, very simple thing. According to Rashi, what is the Chiyuv Shmira? Chiyuv Achrayus parallels completely the Chiyuv Shmira. Chiyuv Shmira is do what the standard person does when they do. You want to know the Chiyuv Shmira of a shepherd? Go out, look at all the shepherds, and see that. What do they do? A shepherd is a shamasach. And if the standard shepherd goes into town to get take lunch from 1 to 1:30, that's what I hired him to do. So he's allowed to go into lunch. If after lunch he goes back to the pasture there and takes a nap for 20 minutes, I hired someone according to what the normal person does under those circumstances. Is it surprising? It's not surprising. There's a Mishnah that says it about a different thing. Where did the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, if I hire a worker and he's working all day, do I have to give him lunch? I don't have to give him lunch. Depends. What's the standard practice among people? You give him lunch, you don't give him lunch. When you hire someone without specifying anything, you hire him according to the general understanding. This is what people do.
The first row in history.
No. What are the Gemara? That means we're not beginning history now. We're walking into the middle of history. Okay. When the Gemara said the beginning of Hatzochos Hapoalim, Gemara said the beginning of Hatzochos Hapoalim. The people give lunch to their workers. I have painters here painting from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. Do I have to give him lunch? I don't have to give him lunch. Okay. So painters work from 7 to 7. Do I have to give them off time to eat lunch? Definitely have to give them off time to eat lunch. Since they're a bunch of Arab workers, I have to give them off time to say their prayers. They're very careful about saying their prayers. Okay. Because when you hire an Arab worker, you give him time to say his prayers. You give him time to eat lunch. But you don't give him lunch. So what were the conditions I hired him? Those were the conditions I hired him. Where did we get these conditions from? That is the general accepted custom when you hire Arab painters. Okay? That's straight and simple. And it doesn't only apply to lunch. It applies to all the different conditions when you hire someone. If you don't specify, what are the conditions? What normally accepted conditions? That's all.
So, are the normally accepted conditions
Okay, fine. So, question is that Gemara is going according to the Matzkan, not according to Rabbah. No. The Torah said different. When you hire someone to watch, there's a Parsha Shomer in the Torah. Parsha Shomer in the Torah says no. The Torah defined the Chiyuv. Where the Torah defined the Chiyuv, the Torah defined the Chiyuv. Where the Torah didn't define the Chiyuv. So that is exactly what the Gemara says. That's the Matzkan of the Gemara. It's not Rabbah. That whole difference in Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher. Shmir Pchusa, Shmir Ula is the Gemara Memheim is going according to the Matzkana, according to Abaye, Rav Papa, Rav Chizda, Rabbah, Rav Huna. So, yeah, the Torah defines it. Yeah. When the Torah defines what the Chiyuvim are and what the Achrayas are, the Torah defines it. But the Torah doesn't define it, you go by Minhag HaMakom. And now, this is straight. This is Shita's Rashi. We'll see as we'll see more Rashis. It all falls into place. There is a strange Rashi. Now, the Shomachinim, Shomachon, the Shoah. Questions: Rabbi Green Purcell wanted to say Shoah is only Chiyuv Achrayas. So on the Rambam, it's a Chiyuv Shmira. Rabbi Chanan points out there's a Rashi here, Tzadeh Heyomet Aleph, that seems to say right, and Shomel, he's not a Chiyuv Shomer all, it's only a Chiyuv Achrayas. We'll skip that. But Ruchanan from Rashi inside. But the Rambam clearly is against that. And the Gemara seems to be against it. That's why. Where the Gemara we saw on Saturday, Dalit on my face, the Gemara says, yeah, well, boy, Nativa has to watch it. And this is Rashi. Now we have a Tosus Membeis Amar Aleph. Tosus Membeis Amar Aleph presents a very simple problem. The Gemara says there's no such thing as Toin Tainas Ganu by Shomer Socher. The course of it. You can have a bonus. So, what's his example? You dig 100 yards down under the ground, reinforced concrete, and some terrorist comes, digs a terrorist tunnel, borrows into it, has some sort of a bomb, explodes it, takes it away. And you're sitting on the top there, guarding it with all your machine guns, and he comes down on the carcass, Gneva. It's a Gneva bonus. No such thing as Gneva. So, but the Gemara says, apparently not. So, Tosfos has all sorts of ways of how to getting rid of this raya. Okay. So Tosfos says it is impossible to say. I don't accept it. I'll dray out of these riots, however, I have to stand on my head to dray out of the riots. He says, he can't. Timon Godol Yeshu. Lomeloy he ones in hammock bakarka kufamas. Am I able to hear that? Talk for Sir Shana. Oh, holy God. I'm sitting and I'm watching, and all of a sudden I get hit with a virus and I pass out. What should I do? If you talk and you shoot the neighbor on the system, on this gong, kill this demon. Well, the rabbi, what do you do with the rabbi? I got a town in the middle, came to the neighbor on this, Shom Sof. The rabbi, Yisro Kedosh, not rabbi, who learned the Gemara differently. Come, come. Oh, he says, so what if we aim the talents? Now, Tosis is saying something that we'll see is a very, very going to be serious. Deep Malchok and Tosis in the Lambach. What does Tosis say? What did the Gemara say on Sadi Dalar on the Bates? That Gnev is Karavlonis. Okay. So don't say that differential is not so great. The Torah itself is telling you almost. Don't say that. Okay. There's a big difference. We'll see Tosavot Kavachov's line on the base makes a whole revolution based on that with the Ramban this year. No. It's a big difference. In Onus Gomer and something Karavlonis. Big difference. Okay. So in the end of the day, what is Tosafot saying? He says, because of the, and where Tosafot is coming from, is he has a Gemara that supports him very much. What is the Gemara? The Gemara in Baba Kama, man. Hey, Omer Al. He quote, and that Gemara is very key to him. Shmir Pkusa, Shmir Ma'ula, and that's it. Oh. If you look in Baba Kama. So what is Tosafot? It's Tosafot's name is Rashi. Chiyuvei Shmira, Neva Aveda. Tosafot in Baba Kama comes out with a whole different mahalach on Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. He has all the problems. He says, like this. With all the problems. And Torrentine is gone, is a big thing. The near of the rig. Cave and Sheikh al Khosr Shaman Sokha the Geneva, with Stam Geneva Krovel on the Stamina Bahashoah. So he says, the whole English diag maybe is higher than Zeres Akosa. Who won is gone? He says, listen. I agree with Rashi. I agree with the way he says, the closest number in Beis Amaral. What is that? What is the thing? The Chiyuve Shmira of Gneva Veda, Shmir Chusa, Shmir Ma'ula. I agree with the whole thing. But he says there's a pasuk that says that Shamasach is chayef gneiva. When the pasuk says Shamasach is chayef gneiva, the pasuk is telling me two separate things. The pasuk is telling me, number one, that the chiyuv shmira is against the normal gneiva. That's it. That's how I define the Chiyuv Shmira of a Shomer Sof. As the Gemara says, I'm a Hayamid Aleph. It will be close to it. That's how we define the Chiyuv Shmira. And the Chiyuv Achraya is because of the Mevatel of the Chiyuv Shmira. That's one thing I learned from the Parsha. But the Torah is Canadian. And especially Zeres HaKosa, that no matter how big the onus is, Yechayef. That has nothing to do with that Mevatel HaShmira. I have this thing in an underground vault, no matter what. For instance, So all Shaila and Shonim. Let's say the fire breaks out. How? No, it's a fire. So on is Gomer. The wildfires are going all over the world now. Fire breaks out, so on is Gomer. Shonim's going to be public. Shonim's going to be hot. He watched against normal gnevus. Shmar watched, but there's certain things that are totally uncontrollable. But what happens if everyone's, if I'm a shomer and the wildfires are going all over the net, all over the city, and the police say everyone has to leave. So everyone leaves, and I leave to pick up. Escape with your life. So if the fire burns down the house, it's gone. But if some criminals come in, take advantage of the fact that everyone ran away, and there's a geneva, chayev. Of course, his name is chayev. Special tzitzikos. What about this temazoyit? Oh, the Torah says shvuya. There's another tzitzikos. If it's an armed robbery, gepator. Tzitzikos of this way, tzitzikos of that way. The Torah is not defining, when it comes to gneiva and shvuya, the Torah is not defining levels of a chayav. Shvuya is this temazoyit. Shvuya means you come with weapons and nothing to do. So Tulsus is doing is, in the words Gneva, there are two levels. There's the normal Gneva, that is which defines the different levels of Shmir. And when I want, and that's Shmir Pusa, Shmir Ma'ula, Tel Shriyach Olam, Baruch Matsuya, Baruch Sheinim Matsuya. That's one area. Now the Chiyuv HaKrayos. Chiyuv HaKrayos is sure certainly a Chiyuv HaKrayos. No matter what happens. Yeshua. I borrow your car. And I'm driving down the street. And all of a sudden, from nowhere, there's a terrorist bomb that explodes, and the car is demolished. Nothing to do about it. You can't do anything about it, right? Chayev shon, chayev achrayes. You couldn't have done anything about it. But chayev achrayes, nothing to do with violating the shmir. Comes Tosfos and say that's the second halacha in Gneiva. Second halacha in Gneiva is all Gneiva is chayev. What about an armed robbery? Another pasuk, shvuya, armed robbery pasuk. How the read looks. What about aveda? There's no pasuk about aveda. So, what happens if something gets lost? I'm a shomer. All of a sudden, there's a tornado comes and lifts this up and deposits it 100 miles down the road. It's lost. I don't know where it is. Maybe it's 100 miles down the road. I can't find it. It's not vague, to be honest. No pasuk about it. Did I do my normal chiyuv shmir? I did my normal chiyuv shmir. But Gneiva is a separate tzitzikos. So Rashi and Tosfos are very similar. Tosfos and Baba Kama and Tosfos and Baba Metzia are very similar. Except comes the Ri and says, wait a second. You try to get rid of the Raya from Toin Tana's Ghana. I think it's pretty good Raya. I don't like the way you got rid of the Raya. He says, but what am I going to do? I'm stuck with the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Mem Hey Omer Aleph Shmir Pulsa Shmir Ula. I'm stuck there. So what do I do? Ah. Gneva is different. The words, the sakaz of Gneva tells me two things. It tells me a level of shmir and a separate halacha. A separate halacha. What's a separate halacha? All Gneva is chayv. All Gneva is chayv. What about an armed robbery? Separate gzeras sakaz of shul. This is where Tosas come. The Ramban comes from a different angle entirely. See now the Ramban inside. But this is how the figure looks in Rashi and Tosas. The Ramban took our sugya and made a whole revolution on our sugya. Very careful with the Ramban. First the Ramban Sadiq Gimel and then the Ramban and Daf Mem Bet. Abba Shamram. I feel noble for now, Karoy. I feel hit me in a mayav, Tamas Lakark. Kozman Shinich Bikodim in a Yoshev Etzel Mishamro and Ruch Bigamara. He says, I have to sit and watch it. I can't leave it. So, going to Ramban, what happens? I dig it deep down on the ground. I have to be sitting there. So if the Ramban's going to say, if I walk away and then the person digs under and comes up, I wasn't watching it. But if I'm sitting there and it comes under the parapet, apparently the Ramban says, we'll see. Cause man shall not pick up, shall not pick up. Umiul Rabba Potter, minicha b'shar shigerach b'nei adam likanes liir. Kama roe behemos bechinam o shalohem. Take a look at what Ramban says here, and it may. Kine natri inch. What is natri inch? Ramban takes the Gemara. Sadeh Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara on Mem Beis Amid Aleph. The Derech of Shomer says it's one Gemara. Not the Derech of Shomer Sofer, the Derech of Shomer. Shomer Chinim, and he says, and he defines, Shomer Chinim has to watch. What is the level of Shmir of Shomer Chinim? Like a normal person watches his own. So, Shomer Chinim. What does Shomer Sofer have to watch according to Rabba? Same thing. So it's different between Shomer Chinim and Shomer Sofer. So what I'm saying? It's not true. Big difference. What does Rabba say? Kidinatri Inshin. So he now opens up from us. Now, so there's room to say that the whole difference is if I go to town or I don't go to town. It's not true. Agamara says different. What does Agamara say differently? Going over the bridge. Then you have to, Ishram, going over the bridge, you have to go one by one. You can let them all go over together. One says that's going to be a difference. They say, he's standing there. The question is, he's standing there, right? And they're going over the bridge. Or it seems to say that according to Rava, I can let them go over the bridge altogether. And according to Chizda Rabba, I have to go one by one. Wait a second. Wait a second. I'm there. Because it's a question, how careful do I have to be? So apparently, the difference between Rabba and Chizda. So, Rabba says, the stam owner, what is he? He lets his animals go all through. That's a pain in the neck to go one by one, one by one, one by one. Okay. Not to get an inch. We bought him. He says, no, I paid you. I want you to be careful one by one. So, he seems, the Ramban here seems to be saying something different. And I explained it all. Where did I explain it all? And I'm after. But forget what he said, I'm after. What he's saying here seems to be a total contradiction to the Gemara here itself. I need some intelligent young Jewish minds to give me an answer. Yes, Rabbi Green. What?
It says Yoshev as the Umashamra. Let him go where he might be there, but he's not being
shown
there. Let him go and tell
us. Very good. Shoma means after watching. And the degree of watching is different. That means I have to be standing on the bridge watching them, that no one's going to be pushing one against the other. Right? That's what I have to watch. So, excellent, Rabbi. What did I do? I'm standing on the side, letting them go. That's what people do with their own. So, what is a Shomer Socher? Just like a Shomer Socher can't go to town, Shomer Socher can't stand at a distance and let it go. He has to be standing right there and watching everyone to make sure one doesn't push the other. But if I'm standing there watching it and then something happens, I'm fine. So, to the degree I have to pay attention, it's also, it's not only leaving it, it's the degree I have to pay attention. Okay. We'll see if that... Excellent, excellent. We'll have to see if that works. It's the quality of Yosheva Meshama, not just the metzius of Yosheva Meshama. Yosheva Meshama to the finest detail.
Even according to Rabba?
According to Rabba, I watched. I could no longer watch. And here, I have to pay attention to every detail. And just like according to Rabba, it's what the normal person does. You can go to town. And according to Abaye, no, you have to be there and watch. Can I stand at a distance and say, okay, I see them going over, it's nice. Or I have to be there standing and watching the detail. That's all part of the same.
So at the end of the day, what is the risk of my travel?
What?
At the end of the day, what would be the difference of going to Rabba? Even when I'm there.
Okay. That's still an open question. What's the difference going to Rabba? The Torah says it is a difference. So the Pashas, according to and is a difference. So we still, the Torah says there is a difference, right? So, no. So we have to, according to Rabba, the quality of Shmir is the same. But the price is different, right? But the quality of the Shmir is the exact same thing. Apparently, according to Rabba. And it's not me. If I watch, we'll see the Ramban, you'll see the more clearly in Ramban. That means, according to Rabba, Let's wait till we get a membeg. But we still, at this point, still, what's the difference? Shama chen or shama sofa, according to Rabbi. Now we'll have to see a membeg, is what it says. Sofa may lim shmir le bakar. Ikka di amri. Karki yeshem shmir afilu b'sham atzocha. Ikka di amri sham atzocha la olu may lim shmir. Ad shehe yoshevu meshamir. Come if the gay boh masin did not sham achinim nish bala kol. Okay. Ubali din omrim. No, people disagree with him. And here's a whole, then he quotes Tosfos. Where are these people coming from? Which is Rashi and Tosfos. More Baba Kama, Daf Memheim and Aleph. That's where they're coming from. Belav milsahi. It's not true. I don't like it. Yehosim yishun domer meshalmim as hakofer. Come. Shem shomru shmir ba'ulu. He says something else. Now we have to understand what kofer is. What is kofer? Pasuk says, if I have a shamuot, and my shamuot goes out and kills someone, then gamba all of you must. In kofa yushasol, over nothing pit your nafshuk b'chol asher yushasol. Take a look on the book. Well, gamba all of you must means I deserve to die, but the Torah is nice and lets me pay kofa. Either if I pay the not high misibidation line, but I should die. It means I have a din rot seyach. Shogay. But it's a din rot seyach. I didn't do anything. My shor did something. I have a pit bull dog that I let out and it bit someone and killed someone. I have my little pet lion that I let out in the street. No problem. It says, Velo Yishmerena. So Chaim's Masbir, what does it mean? So the non-shmira means I'm a goreim. It's a grama. The Rambam says in Perei Hey, Hilchos Miskim Omen Halacha, if I let my aim go around, I'm a goreim as a hezek. Non-watching, when I'm a chuyif to watch, I'm a goreim. So the question is as follows. I'm a shomer socha on this animal. And I have to put up a fence so it doesn't get out. So at what point, so a shomer socha has to watch the animal that it doesn't get out. If he doesn't watch it, a shmira me'ula, and it gets out and kills someone, he's chayav kofa. Why? You're supposed to watch him. You didn't watch him. So you're goreim as haratzich. The Gemara only is talking there, says Ramban. When they talk about kofa, I don't care about chiyuv ha'ayis. No such thing as chiyuv ha'ayis is not relevant. Chiyuv ha'ayis isn't relevant. What is relevant? The non-shmir being a goreim. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's the whole thing. Okay. Bob Milsi. The Hossam Yishum, the Amma Meshamu, it's a Kofa, Shem Shamu, Shmi Ma'ula, put them in a Kofa. But he's going to be Chayev if what? If the animal gets out. For the loss of the animal. So what happens? So what's the Gemara talking about there? I had a Shomu'ud. And it went out and killed someone, And it became a Shor Niskal. And therefore the owner lost the animal. Lost the animal. So I'm chayev. The question of kofer. Question: do I have to pay for the animal because I didn't watch it properly? He says, okay. Behadu kim the kareb alezit don boishmir al basarkin v'shamish mehula mesuk. Okay, why? Because what did Rabbi Lezer say? Rabbi Lezer said, now there are two separate types of shmirah. Shmiras HaPikot and Shmiras HaNezikin. In Shmiras HaPikot, Shmiras Mula comes along, Rabbi Lezer said, Shmiras HaNezikin, you have a short mood that's killed people three times. There's no such thing as Shmiras HaNezikin. You ain't no Shmiras HaNezikin. Has to be killed. Can't keep it alive. The essence of this thing is murder, and it has. Oh. So then, you're going to be chayav kofer. Why? Because you're not allowed to own such a thing, and just owning such a thing itself is dangerous. Okay. And go shmir el basak. You say, we'll stop here, and we'll go and continue through the Ramban. See where the Ramban's coming from, the Rashba's coming from. And we'll understand. And the whole thing is defining Chiyuvei Shmira and Chiyuvei Achrayas and the like.
What would be the kids regarding Hezek?
What?
If the animal damages
that's nothing to do with Shmir's Gufon. Shmir's Gufon is a whole different branch.
It seems from Rav Stan that it was the same Dafka paper.
No. Shmir's, if it damages the Shomer Chayim. The moment I become a Shomer Chayim, I become a Chayim for any damage it done. I took that in my book as Shomer Chayim.
Even if it's a Shmir Be'ula.
What?
Even if I did a Shmir Be'ula.
Then you park it. You're just like the owner. But grabbing a Zeke, you're like the owner.
But I wasn't aged from the Shaman.
But that's the Gabi Shmir's gun, not the Gabi Shmir's. You're mixing the two together.
Why does Ramban seem to like only have a problem and like have to say it's Kuiper? Why does it say it's one
Shmir? Take a look. Work through the price there and side with him. That's exactly how we read the price. Yes, Rabbi Boynton.
Just to very mention that there is a difference in
Christ. The Torah says.